You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
President Trump has a date with Vladimir Putin. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. He'll sit down with Russia's president in a few weeks. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
The White House in a statement announcing that President Trump will meet with Russian President Putin on July 16th in Helsinki, Finland. The two leaders, according to the statement, will discuss relations between the U.S. and Russia and a range of national security issues. This will be the first summit between the two presidents since President Trump took office. The president tweeting this morning, Russia continues to say they had nothing to do with meddling in our election. U.S. intelligence agencies disagree. Dave?
Now, John, the president also was at a rally last night in Fargo, North Dakota.
Democrats want judges who will rewrite the Constitution any way they want to do it.
He says he'll pick a great Supreme Court justice to replace the retiring Anthony Kennedy using the same list of conservatives he had when he chose Neil Gorsuch. Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer says that list was
selected by powerful special interests who will reverse the progress we have made over the decades.
Now he's also urging Republicans to wait for the election like they did in 2016, refusing to consider an Obama nominee. President Trump also tweeted again, calling the Russian investigation a rigged witch hunt as Republicans continue to demand documents about how the probe started and if there was an FBI informant. The head of the FBI and the deputy attorney general will both testify at a House hearing later this hour, the day after FBI agent Peter Strzok was questioned in private about his anti-Trump texts.
We heard from Republicans that based on what they heard inside, they still believe that political bias played a role in the Clinton investigation and then by extension the Russia investigation because of agent Strzok's pivotal role in both.
Fox's Catherine Herridge. Democrats call the Strzok questioning a farce, saying the inspector general found bias was not a factor in the decision not to charge Hillary Clinton. This is Fox News, fair and balanced.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You don't remember days, you remember moments. But when the old tapes and photos that hold your cherished memories degrade, or worse, you lose them, they're gone forever. Hi, I'm Nick Mako.
And I'm Adam Baselager. We started Legacy Box to help you preserve those irreplaceable moments.
Load your Legacy Box with your old tapes, film, pictures, and audio, and send them in. You'll get them back on DVD or convenient thumb drive.
Visit LegacyBox.com/USA. And for a limited time, you'll get 40% off your order. LegacyBox.com/USA.
Last night's rally in Fargo included several USA chants as President Trump campaigned for a Republican, Kevin Cramer.
He loves you. I will tell you that. He loves this state, loves the people. And we need Kevin Cramer to replace liberal Democrat Heidi Heitkamp in the Senate.
And the president says that blue wave Democrats talk about to take back control of Congress in November is sputtering badly. Now, Senator Heitkamp put out a statement that she's an independent voice, eager to work across the aisle, including with the president. President Trump spent the night in Milwaukee, and later today he'll be at a groundbreaking for Foxconn in Wisconsin. The company will make LCD panels for Apple iPhones at a facility that could eventually provide 13,000 jobs. A Kingsland, Georgia police officer who's white is in jail, charged with manslaughter and the shooting death of a black man running away from him last week. A similar case is in East Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where an officer was charged with homicide for shooting a teenager fleeing a traffic stop.
It's an intentional act, and it's done recklessly. And there is no justification for it.
Allegheny County DA Stephen Zapala. There's an empty cell on death row in Texas.
His attorney said executioners wouldn't be able to find a suitable vein to lethally inject 66-year-old Danny Bible in Texas last night, but they did. Bible said he felt a burning after the injection began, but then he started snoring. Minutes later, it was over. After the Supreme Court refused to hear his final appeal, Bible was put to death for the rape and murder of a 20-year-old wife and mother in Houston nearly 40 years ago. He had also confessed to three other murders and several child rapes. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Could be some more selling on Wall Street at the opening bell in about 25 minutes. Dow futures are down more than 100 points after a more than 100-point drop yesterday. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Maniscalco with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The National Weather Service says the tornado that touched down Tuesday night between Rantoul and Gifford in rural Champaign County was an EF1 tornado. It had wind speeds of 90 miles an hour. The News Gazette says the twister was 75 yards wide and was on the ground for 3.9 miles. A federal judge in Urbana has a hearing planned for next week in the case of former Congressman Aaron Schock and could possibly set a trial date. PekinTimes.com says this is a review hearing and it's possible another hearing could be set to assess the future of the case. Schock was indicted in November of 2016 on charges of wire fraud, mail fraud, making false statements, filing a false tax return, theft of government funds, and falsification of Federal Election Commission filings. A federal appellate court panel refused to throw out the charges. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Maniscalco.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service. Diane Ducey.
Sunshine, high 88, 72 with partly cloudy conditions this evening. Then we turn up the heat. The heat advisory goes from 10 a.m. tomorrow morning to 8 p.m. Saturday night. Pretty much the whole run for Tolono Fun Day, but we like the heat. It's all good. As long as there's no weather to ruin our Saturday night fireworks, it's all good.
Yeah.
Up into the mid-90s, down into the mid-70s. By Sunday, high 89, down to around 70 with a 40% shot at showers. We're currently at 72, ESPN 93.5.
Okay, off and running, 8 o'clock hour. We got John Decker live at the White House. That'll be later. He'll comment about the Supreme Court vacancy by the end of July when Justice Anthony Kennedy has announced he is stepping down. What does that mean? He's been known as a swing vote. So if you have four liberals, four conservatives, Anthony Kennedy could vote either way. I think he went more conservative than not, but he did vote for the liberal side more than once. So with President Trump being the man to pick the next justice, folks on the left are really, really upset and nervous and saying, hey, you can't do it. It's too close to an election. The problem with that is in 2010, Elena Kagan was confirmed in about the same time, August, September of 2010, right ahead of a midterm. But then Merrick Garland was brought up by President Obama after Antonin Scalia died. And Mitch McConnell said, no, nah, we're not doing that until after the election. And, of course, everybody was really angry because to replace Antoine Scalia with Merrick Garland would have been a much more middle-of-the-road liberal guy than Scalia. So they waited on the long shot that Donald Trump would become president, and he did. And then, of course, you got Neil Gorsuch. He's a conservative that replaced Scalia. And here you go now with another vacancy that the left will be very upset about, demanding they wait, and they won't wait. Ladies and gentlemen from Fox News Television, Doug McElway, how are you, sir?
I'm fine, CBJ. How are you doing?
Great to have you on the show. Love you on TV. Wow, what a bombshell yesterday with the Supreme Court. I mean, this is Mike Lee would have to vote for himself. I'm so confused.
Well, that's a possibility. It could be. They like Mike Lee a lot. He's on that list of 25 candidates for the open Supreme Court seat that the Federalist Society has presented to the president, and the president has demonstrated a lot of fidelity to that list of 25. Gorsuch was on that list as well. A couple of other people that he was looking at to fill Antonin Scalia's seat were also on the list. He meets regularly with Leonard Leo of the Federalist Society, and so I think they're on the same page, and whoever it might be, Mike Lee or someone else, will probably come from that list of 25.
Doug McElway is on the phone. So what happens with the Democrats in red states that are running for the Senate? They've got to watch their vote, don't they?
they really do have to watch their vote. This is a tricky situation. It's one of the other liabilities that people don't talk a lot about when it comes to why the Democrats are so upset with this situation. And basically what it is that if they protest too loudly in the confirmation hearings or with their vote against a Trump nominee for the Supreme Court, there could be tremendous backlash in those red states. This also throws into the dynamic about who the president will pick. The current front runners are all from appellate courts. Let me just run through a couple of names that are in the mix right here. Brett Kavanaugh from the D.C. Circuit Court, the Seventh Circuit's Amy Coney Barrett, Thomas Hardiman of the Third Circuit, Raymond Kethledge and Amal Thapar, both from the Sixth Circuit. Of those prominent figures who are among the likely candidates, look out for Amy Coney Barrett. She is a Catholic circuit court judge, by the way, who was facing pretty much the same makeup of senators when she was confirmed for the appellate court seat that she now holds. And she was asked about her Catholicism by Senator Dianne Feinstein at the time, who basically attacked her on the basis of her religious beliefs. She's a strict Catholic. She told the senator that she can separate her Catholicism from her court views at that point, that she believes in fidelity to the law, and that's how she answered that question. But she, Amy Coney Barrett, could be a big deflection to any Democratic attacks, which are going to come on heavy and hard during the confirmation hearings, because she is a woman, and we are in the year of the Me Too movement.
Yep.
And Democrats will have to be very, very careful about how they attack her if she's the nominee.
Doug McElwey's on the phone. You see him on Fox Television. You do a great job, by the way. You go all over the place. You ever know where you're going? I mean, a week ahead, do you know what your life looks like?
I know where I'm going about 15 minutes today.
Well, listen,
I just got back from the Red Hen restaurant in Lexington, Virginia.
Here's my question for the Red Hen, Doug. Why was somebody like Sarah Huckabee Sanders eating in a dump-looking place like that?
Well, so you read President Trump's tweet as well, huh?
Yeah, I do, but I saw the pictures of it. It didn't look very formidable.
I had heard that it's a pretty nice place to eat, actually.
Right.
That it's one of these, farm-to-table restaurants.
Okay.
They use local suppliers. And interestingly, I spoke to a local supplier it's very funny, this whole issue, the whole politics of it was just waiting to blow up, and but there were people who were conservative suppliers to her restaurant who, were totally content doing business with her until she booted Sarah Sanders out of the restaurant, and that changed the whole dynamic down there. That it's a fascinating story, in part because a little Lexington, Virginia, I know it quite well because my mother's from that town.
Oh, no kidding.
It's a beautiful little pastoral town in the Blue Ridge Mountains, home to Washington and Lee University, which kind of probably tilts a little bit liberal. It's home to the Virginia Military Institute, which probably tilts a little bit conservative. Everybody got along just fine in Lexington and kept their political views to themselves until this happened, and things have changed a little bit now.
All right. Well, again, contentious times coming up. Be careful out there, Doug. I mean, do you ever worry, particularly these days, that you're out there doing a live shot and you got a Fox flag on your microphone? I mean, does that ever come into thought? You know what? Some wackos out there.
When I'm in the state of Texas, when I'm in New York State, it depends entirely on what part of the country you are in. And that speaks to the divide we're all experiencing these days.
Well, we'll be tracking you, but keep up your good work. You do a great job anchoring, by the way, as well. You're really good. Appreciate it, Doug. Thanks so much. I appreciate that. You bet. Doug McElwey, he's a Fox News television reporter, and you see him, you'd know his face if you watch Fox at all. 813 ESPN 93.5, my friend Greg Abbott from Metcad. No way. What? You can't leave? Did nobody tell you that?
Well, it comes time for everybody to move on, and I think my time has come.
You're going to be at home with scanners. You know you will.
I don't know. With moving to a different community, I may not know the right frequencies to put in the
scanner. What do you mean? What do you mean moving? What? Greg, I saw you at Farron's. You were the next table over.
Right.
Why do I have to hear this on the street?
And that was one of the many farewell dinners I've had. I haven't bought a meal in like 6 weeks.
Nice. Well,
dang. People taking me out.
That's unbelievable. So where are you going?
Moving up to Madison, Wisconsin.
Greg, that's north. That's cold. What?
It is. It is north. It's colder. It's beautiful up there. I'm one of those crazy people that like snow. So, you know, instead of going south to the beaches, because I can go visit there, but I'm going to go north where I can play in the snow all the time.
Unbelievable. Okay, Greg Abbott, Metcalf, only been there 38 and a half years. You're just kind of warming up to the job, and bam, you're leaving me. No, you've done an outstanding job, but it takes a lot of energy and focus and all of those things. How did you do it for so long?
Well, it's a passion. You know, you get into this industry and you realize the good things you're doing. Most of it's behind the scene. Dispatchers and, you know, 911 operations don't really get the recognition that they deserve because we're the unsung heroes. We're not in the big red trucks or the squad cars running around. So people kind of forget that we're the people that that help get those first responders where they need to go. But we, you know, we are very passionate about what we do, and I've taken a great amount of pride away with, you know, the things that I've been able to accomplish and the systems that we've put in, and it's been a fantastic career, and I wouldn't change a bit of it.
Well, you did great work, and, you know, I tell people all the time, my advocacy for police officers is genuine and sincere. I believe if the 911 calls went unanswered, we'd be in chaotic and anarchy in a day.
Well, you're probably right because, you know, the citizens need some place to call to request the assistance. So, you know, we always dub ourselves the first responders because we're first on the scene.
And then if it goes south, you'll be probably sporting a beer in a Barca lounger up in Madison and way out of the dang range,
there
man.
You go.
Unbelievable.
Now, you forgot the cheese curds. There'll be plenty of
cheese
curds.
There you go. I love those.
Unbelievable. Greg Abbott, congratulations. Thank you for your service to your county. You've done a wonderful job for Metcalf, and you've helped save a lot of lives and done a lot of great things.
Yeah.
Congratulations on being so darn good for so long, and I cannot believe you've been there 38 and a half years.
Right.
Well, thank you, my friend. It's been a pleasure working with both of you over the years, and thank you for all that you do for the communities as well.
I used to talk to you in the 80s, man. What? It's come on.
Yeah. We go way back, and, of course, you and my brother go way back.
I know. Doug, what does he think about you moving to Madtown?
Right. I mean, you know, the family's not happy, but everybody understands that you got to move on. You know, it wouldn't surprise me to see he and Susan someday pick up and move now that all the kids have moved away.
Yeah, right. Time does fly. Greg Abbott, Metcalf, 38 and a half years, deputy director. Who gets next? Do we know the next one? Who gets your job?
Yep, the person replacing me is Jeff Wooten. That name may be familiar. He's a retired lieutenant from Rantoul Police. And we've been fortunate. Our oversight board allowed us to spend about 5 months together.
Nice. That's great. That's huge because a guy like you leaving, you know all the tricks. And
that's right.
That's huge. It's kind of like replacing John Wooden, though. Good luck to him. Hey, Greg.
There'll be challenges, I'm sure, but he'll do fine.
Jeff Wooten, congratulations placing Greg Abbott. So long, so good. Thanks so much, my friend. I appreciate you.
Thanks, folks. Have a great day.
You bet. Greg Abbott,
Metcalf.
38 and a half years. He's on the cover of the News Gazette, one of the sections. You'll see him as he bids farewell. Well done, Greg Abbott. 8:18, quick sports headlines.
All right, we had Cleveland beat the St. Louis Cardinals 3-1. They've got the day off. Who's up next on the series, Stevie?
Which one again?
On the Cardinals.
No, Cardinals off today. Atlanta,
right.
First place.
Atlanta?
First place Atlanta.
Okay.
Coming into the weekend in St. Louis, hot and steamy on the field in St. Louis. It'll be really warm down there.
It looks like it's evening games, though. 7:15, 6:15, and July 1st is 1:15.
All right,
Still, at least they got the evening games down at Busch. L.A. over the Cubs yesterday, 7-5. So good to hear the action on U.S. 105.9. I believe we have a day game today.
2:10, is that Eastern time? Anyway, we'll have it on U.S. 105.9 this afternoon from Chavez Ravine.
Chicago White Sox over Minnesota 6-1. College World Series tied up at a game apiece. Game 3 tonight.
Okay. And again, Cubs and Dodgers, listen to all your Cubs broadcasts, U.S. 105.9, again this afternoon, about 2 o'clock, Cubs and Dodgers in Los Angeles.
Text in to 359-2255, says Tapman's Towing last night did a great job, first class from Kyle.
Well done.
Yes.
Well, Kyle was the tow truck.
Yeah.
Operator, good job, Kyle. Tapman's Towing. My buddy JH.
Uh-huh.
819, here's your weather.
We've got a high 88 with the sunshine, 72 with partly cloudy conditions this evening. On Friday and Saturday, up into the mid-90s, down into the mid-70s, could see heat index rise to the triple digits with this heat advisory tomorrow starting at 10 and going through Saturday night at 8. We've got rain in the forecast Sunday with a high 89. We're currently at 75 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, I'm sorry, JH. It's Jim Hampton to you.
I knew that.
JH, who's real good friends. We'll take our Fox Business Minute and come back and talk about Dublin O'Neill's. They are serving something that you're going to like, at least for a while. Stand by. 8:20.
Fox Business Network. Economic growth was slightly weaker than forecast at the start of this year, partly because of lower than expected spending on health care. The first quarter gross domestic product reading is 2%. Amazon is buying PillPack, an online pharmacy that offers pre-sorted doses of medications. Amazon expects the deal to close later this year. There's yet another data breach. This time the target is Exactus, a marketing and data company in Palm Coast, Florida. Wired says the database that was breached contained the records of 230 million consumers and 110 million businesses. And Walgreens Boots Alliance is buying back $10 billion in stock and is raising its dividend. The drugstore chain reported higher sales and earnings for the spring quarter. It was helped by the lower corporate tax rate. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal and for a limited time get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Call for your free sample now. 800-787-1010. 800-787-1010.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. We've heard the expression, good guys finish last. Many times we believe it. Well, do they finish last? It all depends how you define finishing. We know many people who have a degree, have a job, have money, and seem to have it all made, yet they're not happy nor satisfied. A major part of winning is how we finish. The ways and tactics we use in order to win will, to a large degree, affect our happiness, contentment, and satisfaction. Mistreating and deceiving people on the way to success will yield a life full of void and emptiness. On the other hand, the keys to longer lasting happiness lie in giving, not just taking, in helping others and bringing people along with us, in being altruistic and leaving the world a better place. Choose to use good tactics to win in life, for what good is it for a man to win the whole world yet forfeit his own soul? I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute. See more at HabibHabib.com.
The Lono Fun Day starts at Westside Park at the Military Memorial on Saturday with a flag-raising ceremony, ecumenical service, patriotic songs, and longtime resident Joanne Hesselman-Smith and her husband John will be there. The Masonic Hall with breakfast afterwards and the parade stepping off at 11. Thank you for supporting the Lono Fun Day. Joanne Hesselman-Smith with Hesselman Enterprises, a Shackley distributor in Lono focused on staying healthy. Live younger, longer with your personal health print from Joanne. Call 485-5341.
Steve Flynn in here. Might as well get some 70s music going.
There we go.
Steve Flynn, Deluxe closed in Campustown. Owner Steve Flynn preparing the batter. Dublin O'Neill's serving them to nostalgic customers. You can't do the fish sandwich, can you, Steve?
We are doing the fish sandwich these days, Stevie.
Come on.
Fridays and Saturdays.
That's nice. Legendary.
I know.
And you know how to make
it? I do know how to make that batter. I'm the only one that knows how to make that batter.
Well, wait a minute. That's a secret sauce, man. You could sell that for a bazillion dollars, couldn't you?
But it's more fun just taking care of the...
That's cool.
The people that remember and enjoy.
There's a lot of people remember and enjoyed it, right?
I know.
So Fridays and Saturdays at Dublin O'Neill's, I can go buy the deluxe fish sandwich.
Yep. And we've added a couple of really cool things as well. We've got... an incredible fish taco, which is, I told Diane earlier, I said it's our fish 2.0 because it's kind of relaunched, and it's the same batter, but a smaller, like, long piece of fish. and them in a soft shell taco.
Soft shell taco.
Nice. Excellent. Mm. And then the other item we've added is the chicken sandwich that's done. It's flattened and done in our batter and then dipped in a buffalo sauce. It's amazing.
Ooh, I don't know, but that all sounds really good. Exactly. When does all this start?
Well, the fish is basically just Friday and Saturday. The tacos and chicken are every day.
Now, so today I could go get a fish taco.
You could go get a fish after 4, Monday through Thursday.
Okay.
The weekends, it's regular hours. And then if you come after 4, you know, we've got the half-price beer and sangrias. It's a lot of fun in the afternoons.
Wow.
In fact, I had a little margarita after I finished up yesterday.
Right in downtown Champaign, Stephen. You know, things are really popping. Are you guys able to go outside a little bit? Do you have a couple tables?
Dublin's, absolutely. We've got about a half a dozen tables, 3 along the front and 3 by the street.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it's a really hot day, like the weather that Stevie was talking about a little bit earlier, we got the slushies.
Ooh.
We got 2 different flavors of slushies each day, and they're excellent.
I love it.
Well, it's kind of fun. It's a little bit of twist of New Orleans in there.
Double O'Neill's. Right on Neil Street as you're driving south, there. And plenty of parking at the parking garage. And us townies know where to park, too. I mean, it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Just find a spot and go into Double O'Neill's. Friday and Saturdays for the deluxe fish sandwich.
I mean,
you can get it till 1:30 in the morning as well.
Did you know people who to give you the deluxe recipe kind of thing?
It was just me and my dad.
Okay. Well, that works. It's passed down there.
It's massive sandwiches, too.
We do the same thing that we did at Deluxe. It's the, you know, like almost...
what about that tartar sauce and stuff? Huh?
We're allowing it now, so you can actually get tartar sauce.
Okay.
And the tartar sauce that's on the fish tacos is really cool. It's kind of a Creole style or sriracha style.
Yeah,
it's got just a little kick. Mm. It's very tasty.
Well, where does the time go, Steve? Where does the time go? Flies.
It does.
Man, I just can't believe it. But anyway, good news for us regular people. You can go get that deluxe fish sandwich, Dublin O'Neill's, Fridays and Saturdays. Mr. Stephen Flynn.
Yeah, Dublin's Pub, downtown Champaign.
Downtown Champaign. Always a pleasure. Nice to see you again.
It's good to see you guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in.
What are you, 40 now? Man, you look...
Oh, yeah.
Been in the hospitality business quite some time.
You've been around a bit, buddy. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you guys. Thanks
ESPN
a lot.
ESPN 93.5.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
Take the whole roster, who's wearing purple and gold right now, and you can have every player that might wear purple and gold over the next 2 to 3 years. You can have all of our first-round picks. Does San Antonio ever yell deal? The Lakers can't come up with a deal that forces San Antonio's hand. They can't come up with the best deal on the table. And what does that mean for Magic then? What does that mean in the end? That means he's got to get LeBron. He's got to get Paul George. Otherwise, he goes into next year with absolute necessity to hit a home run. No mistakes. You got to get Kawhi in free agency and Klay Thompson in free agency. How do you get 2 of these 4? You got to start this year. Magic might have 2 years to get the project done, but he better start this year getting it off the runway.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
Hey, Wingo, want to grab a bite after the show?
Would love to, Gold, but can't. Got to paint the man cave.
Some advice? Use Frog Tape. The brand pros rate #1 for sharp paint lines.
Did you say Frog Tape?
Sure did. Frog Tape's the best painter's tape out there.
Better than blue tape.
Way better. Only Frog Tape features patented paint block technology, giving you the sharpest lines possible.
Man, you are full of good advice.
Yes, I am. And soon I'll be full of pizza. Remember, if you got to have sharp paint lines, frog it with Frog Tape. Available at a retailer near you.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl...
Oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rules, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
Racing action is back this Friday night at the Farmer City Raceway in Farmer City, Illinois. It's Fan Appreciation Night. $5 general admission. Kids 12 and under, get in free. Gates open at 4 p.m. Hot laps at 6:30. Qualifying. Bingham Racing to follow. This is a full show. Buy your pit passes for just $30. Don't miss the autograph session at intermission and a huge fireworks show to follow. It's Fan Appreciation Night this Friday at the Farmer City Raceway in Farmer City, Illinois, where we'll sell you the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
Every month we spotlight somebody in law enforcement because they do such an amazing job for us. They're the difference between chaos and calm. And I'm very happy to have from the University of Illinois Police Department, Elma Halpin, as our law enforcement official of the month. How are you?
I'm doing well.
You have done it. You are here. Are you surprised, Elma, how much you like the job? When you say, okay, I got a job, I'm going to be... but now you really like it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, certain calls, even if it's not maybe for us, because we definitely help Champaign and Urbana a lot, when they get drunk calls, it's surprising because a lot of people are like, oh no, armed subject or something like that. They'll be like, okay, we're going to go the other way. But for us, it's like, okay, we got
to
go that way.
You run to the danger. You run to the danger.
Yeah.
Law Enforcement Official of the Month brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com. All right, we're going to go live to the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Always a pleasure to have John Decker on our show, one of the top radio reporters for Fox, and he'll be joining me in just a moment.
And he has a lovely theme here at ESPN 93.5.
Stand by for the theme. 8:30.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he'll get to work right away choosing someone to serve on the Supreme Court, with Justice Anthony Kennedy announcing he'll retire at the end of July.
The president says Democrats want judges to rewrite the Constitution.
And take away your Second Amendment, erase your borders, throw open the jailhouse doors, and destroy your freedoms.
The president said he would choose a nominee from an existing list of 25 candidates for the opening. Each of those candidates has solid conservative credentials.
Fox's John Decker. The White House announcing this morning, meantime, the president will meet with the Russian President Vladimir Putin on July 16th in Helsinki, Finland. The First Lady Melania Trump's expected in Tucson, Arizona today to visit another facility for children brought across the border illegally. She went to one of those facilities in McAllen, Texas, last week. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. An Illinois state trooper is accused of soliciting for sex someone he thought was a prostitute. The charges allege 49-year-old Leonard Kirkpatrick was on duty in Champaign County when he allegedly contacted the person through text to perform sex acts with him. Police say once the person getting the messages from him confirmed he was an Illinois state trooper, they told authorities. It might seem early to be thinking about Christmas, but Kohl's is already hiring for the holiday season. Kohl's announced on Wednesday it's already kicked off the application process for seasonal jobs at more than 300 of its 1,100 U.S. stores. Kohl's says it is starting that seasonal hiring earlier than ever to ensure the teams are fully staffed, trained, and ready to support peak shopping seasons. That includes the back-to-school rush besides the holidays. Kohl's says it offers a competitive wage, a weekly pay schedule, and an immediate 15% discount. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Need new tires? How would you like to save $250 on a set of four select Goodyear tires? Right now at CarX Tire and Auto, get up to $250 in savings when you purchase a set of four Goodyear tires by using the CarX Drive Card credit card. Your CarX man has the right tires for your vehicle at any of his 12 Central Illinois locations. And now up to $250 off. See your Champaign or Danville CarX man today. Shop tires online or book an appointment at CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Houlihan's is now offering Sunday brunch from 9 to 2. Enjoy some of Houlihan's favorites in addition to new brunch items such as stuffed French toast, buttermilk pancakes, Southwest skillet, house-made quiche, avocado toast, and mushroom spinach and goat cheese omelets. Have Sunday brunch outdoors with a mimosa or Bloody Mary in hand and great company at Houlihan's on their beautiful, secluded patio. Can't make it to brunch? Houlihan's has patio play every Thursday this summer from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. featuring live local music. Check out Houlihan's on their Facebook page.
You know, there's a House committee hearing with Rod Rosenstein and Christopher Wray, FBI and DOJ, and there's like 50 media with cameras.
Okay.
You think over the time, you know how everything has gotten so technological and sleek, you think the massive big camera would get smaller? These guys are the big old shoulder cameras. You can't tell me I can't get some. Remember the bag phone? And now look at the iPhone? Why are they carrying those heavy cameras? I mean, you can do that with a much smaller unit, can't you? Anyway, just an observation.
Okay.
No biggie. Just me. Yeah, it's because I'm looking at it. It's just like, look, 1970s. It's the same big camera. And, you know, we've just gotten a little more efficient in our technology. It's one of those weird observations from time to time that I'll just pull out of nowhere. Okay, this is Thursday, June 28th, and we're looking at a warm weekend. Let's check your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service, Diane.
Sunshine today with a high 88, 72 our low tonight, 94 Friday and Saturday, down to 74 in the evening. No rain in the forecast, which is good for Tolono Fun Day and our fireworks and all the festivities. 75 the temperature now, ESPN 93.5.
John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room.
How could you ever get tired of that? I mean, when else can you get a rendition of Queen on the radio?
And Bicycle.
Yeah. That's pretty good. That's really impressive.
Live from the White House. One of the best, John Decker, Fox News Radio. Wow. How many things are going on? I mean, so Justice Kennedy gets a face-to-face with the president, and then it just breaks loose. Wow.
Yeah, wow is right. The president will get an opportunity to name another person to the U.S. Supreme Court. Of course, he got his first individual, Neil Gorsuch, on the U.S. Supreme Court, replacing Antonin Scalia, who passed away. And conservatives love that choice, Neil Gorsuch. And I think they're going to like the president's next choice. He has a list of 25 individuals that he's considering. It's the same list that Neil Gorsuch was chosen from. And I think that any one of those individuals will please conservatives.
And there's really nothing that can be done. I mean, I'm hoping and praying there's no violence because the left is going nuts. But I don't think they can do anything if the Republicans hold.
Well, that's right. There's nothing that could be done by Democrats other than convince Republicans in the Senate to switch their vote. And so they'll try to do that. They'll put pressure on Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, for instance, regardless of who the nominee is. But good luck. You know, Republicans held together for Neil Gorsuch. They're likely to hold together for the president's next nominee. And in fact, Stevie, you know, you look what happened with Neil Gorsuch. The vote to confirm him was 54-45, and three Democrats voted along with Republicans. All three Democrats still in the Senate. All three Democrats up for reelection in the November midterm election. So a lot of pressure will be on them as well.
Again, wonderfully astute John Decker. Heidi Heitkamp, how is she voting? And don't you think North Dakota is going to be watching?
They will be watching. She, by the way, was one of those three senators who voted to confirm Neil Gorsuch. Joe Donnelly of Indiana is another one of those Democrats who voted for Neil Gorsuch, and Joe Manchin of West Virginia. Those are the three Democrats who switched sides and voted with the president on his nomination to fulfill that empty seat on the U.S. Supreme Court because of Antonin Scalia's untimely death. And a lot of pressure will be put on him. You mentioned North Dakota, but same thing with Indiana and West Virginia. And so, look, I think there's going to be a lot of pressure. That being said, the real fight, the real battle, Stevie, is going to happen when one of the liberals leaves the court. That's going to be the real battle, because the president, if that happens during the president's time in the White House, the president will then have an opportunity to replace a liberal with a conservative, and that could really change the ideological edge that Republicans have on the U.S. Supreme Court.
Didn't they kind of quietly want Ruth Bader Ginsburg to step down during President Obama?
They did. They did. But she, you know, I've been in the Supreme Court, you know, so many times for so many oral arguments, and she's solid in the sense that her mind is sharp as a tack. She's 85 years old. She works out every day, which is a lot more than a lot of 45-year-olds can say, right?
Yeah, right.
So she's good physically and mentally and will serve, I think, as long as she can. And certainly she's not going to step down while President Trump's in office. There's no way that's going to happen.
Okay, but Anthony Kennedy regarded kind of a swing voter. Is that kind of the perception of him?
Well, you know, I think that is the perception of him. You look at how he voted on many cases over the years, sometimes pleasing conservatives. A perfect example, he ruled that he voted along with the minority that the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, was unconstitutional, Stevie. But also early on in his term on the U.S. Supreme Court, he ruled with the majority that flag burning, burning the flag, is constitutionally protected speech. So, you know, he's a little bit of a wild card sometimes on a lot of issues.
Well, it certainly will be fascinating to watch all this and all how this unfolds with the midterms. But the bottom line is Republicans probably got another Neil Gorsuch coming.
I think that's right. You know, I mean, any one of those judges on the list, they're not just judges, by the way. There's also Mike Lee, senator from Utah. He's on the list. But any one of those individuals on the list would be satisfying to Republicans in the Senate who will vote on the president's nomination.
And how about Mike Lee and Tom Lee? I mean, the same family has two guys. I mean, it's like Eli and
good, right?
Peyton and Eli Manning, for crying out loud. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's a superstar family. Absolutely. You know, so to be on the list, I think, is a feather in your cap, whether you get chosen or not. Let's not forget, the only lawyer in the White House press corps is me. So, you know,
why not? What a brilliant idea, John Decker for Supreme Court. You have to be a lawyer, right?
I am a lawyer.
I know, but I couldn't do it, right? I mean, I'm not a lawyer.
There's nothing in the Constitution which mandates that you have to be a lawyer to serve on the Supreme Court, but historically, you got to be a lawyer.
Well, I was going to say, if they pick me, then I'll just have you tell me what to do.
Okay, I like that idea, too. That's a good one. That's a good plan.
Hey, listen, you keep up your great reporting. We depend on you, and you do great work. We really appreciate every week getting to talk to you.
Hey, Stevie, thanks for having me on. I always appreciate it.
John Decker, live at the White House, Fox News Radio.
Good stuff.
So he's a lawyer, but if it's not in the Constitution, then I could be appointed to the Supreme Court, and then I would just get a guy like John Decker. No, I'd get Erica Harold, and she could just tell me what to do. Why not appoint Erica Harold to the Supreme Court?
Erica.
Yeah. Can she be governor, attorney general, and Supreme Court justice? Because yesterday we had her attorney general, and then I got mad at Bruce Rauner for dissing our town.
Yes.
So I said, could Erica be governor and attorney general if we gave her two staffs? And now I'm adding Supreme Court justice.
Okay.
Erica Harold.
I'm sure she can do it all.
Let's go.
She's superwoman.
So now I got her doing three things. She will be busy. 8:42 sports coming up.
Here's our Mile at the Pines Minute, brought to you by Anna Shopoff from State Farm Insurance. Call for a quote at 239-4282 or visit her office at the Pines in Urbana. And we're talking with co-race director Mike Lindemann.
With 4 weeks to go, you still have plenty of time to train for the second annual Mile at the Pines on Philo Road in Urbana, Sunday, July 22nd. Races starting at 6 p.m. 9 separate mile races for adults and kids of all ages and abilities.
I like that the local businesses are coughing up some prizes, Mike.
Well, that's right. Body and soul gift certificates, a plaque will be presented to each overall wave winner, and gift certificates donated by sponsors Casa Del Mar, Subway at the Pines, Red Bicycle Ice Cream, and Einstein Brothers Bagels will serve as age group awards. And all proceeds obviously donated to CU School Foundation.
Nice. Mile at the Pines is sponsored by Adams Outdoor Advertising, Body and Soul, Buffon Salon, Busey, Carl, Country Arbor's Nursery, Christie Clinic, Lumen Events, Meyer, Riggs Beer Company, Reynolds Towing, and the Atkins Group. Learn more, mileatthepines.com.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brew Wash in Savoy, online, drivechampagne.com.
The deluxe fish sandwich was a Champagne tradition every Friday for decades. Well, it's back, and you can get it at Dublin's at Neil and Hill Street. Steve Flynn, whose family was owner of Deluxe, has the recipe for that famous batter, and the big skillet is now cooking it up at Dublin's. Not only can you enjoy that fish sandwich again, but the batter's also being used on chicken. How about fish tacos? And don't forget the great pizza, scotch eggs, and other awesome food. That's Dublin's at Neil and Hill Street, downtown Champaign.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
All right, Quarter Till, Jeremy Warner, ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines.
All right, Cleveland over St. Louis, the final 3-1 yesterday. ESPN 93.5 carried the game, and now we have your Redbird recap.
John Rooney, their young rookie right-hander, was really good last night. He was outstanding.
Six innings, six hits, one earned run. He walked one, struck out five, and hit Colton Wong with two pitches. Shane Bieber improved to 3-0 with that six-inning performance. The Cardinals starter, Jack Flaherty, lasted only four innings, giving up four earned runs on six hits. He walked two, one intentional, with five strikeouts, and he gave up two home runs back-to-back to Edwin Encarnacion and Lonnie Chisenhall in the second inning. From that point, they didn't look back as the Indians went on to win the game 5-1. But, Mike, the Cardinals have played seven games in a row against first-place teams, Milwaukee and Cleveland. And the Cardinals are 4-3.
And the first-place Atlanta Braves are here Friday night. We have a day off today, but Friday night, Miles Michaelis will go for his ninth of the year.
We had L.A. over the Cubs 7-5 yesterday. Wilson Contreras with a two-run homer. Kyle Hendricks, not so much. But Cubs are 2.5 behind Milwaukee, who lost, by the way, to Kansas City 5-4 yesterday.
Yeah, Cubs have lost six of their last seven, but are still just 2.5 out.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, remember the last few years, they kind of stretch after the All-Star break and really get on a roll. That's what they've been doing. Well, I think Cubs are fine. I think Milwaukee is good, but they've lost their center fielder Lorenzo Cain is on the DL. That's going to hurt Milwaukee. And then the Cardinals are just, as expected, kind of fighting for a wild card, I think, at this point. We'll see.
Chicago White Sox over Minnesota, 6-1, and they've got a game at 110. By the way, the Cubs will be heard on U.S. 105.9, 210 start. And congratulations, Javier Baez is working with the Pro Camps Worldwide and Welch's Fruit Snacks, Cole Thrasher, a fifth grader at Muhammad Seymour, and R.J. Cinnamon, third grader at St. Matthew's.
How exciting.
Got this experience, and his favorite player is Javier
Baez.
Awesome. College World Series also trending in sports with Oregon State beating Arkansas 5-3. That series tied at a game apiece, and it's the best of three. So we'll get the NCAA baseball champion tonight. Adam Silver working with the NBA to get his contract extension locked in another 5 years. Blackhawks had a big trade going on. J.F. Berube to the Blue Jackets. That's trending in our area. People are excited about that. Switzerland and Costa Rica tied up in the World Cup action. Brazil over Serbia. Germany is out. And that's been trending in World Cup soccer news. That's sports.
Join us for 5,280 feet of fun.
Yes.
MileAtThePines.com. We'll run a mile, nine different categories, and lots of fun July 22nd. Did talk to a family last night that will not be able to make it because they'll be on vacation.
I see.
But there's a lot of people signing up. And well, and you know what? It's going to be warmer, and you're going to have a southerly wind. It's going to be a fast track, and it's going to be fun.
We were talking with Dr. Jeremy Hendricks yesterday, and Carl really supporting the fitness movement we see here in town. And the mile run is an obtainable goal, even at this late date. Nine different waves from beginners to elite runners, and your $20 entry will help CU Schools Foundation. We're thanking Country Arbor's Nursery, Casa Del Mar, Reynolds Towing, Adams Outdoor Advertising, Lumen Events, Buffon Salon. And there's prizes that are three deep for the different age categories. categories, thanks to Subway and Red Bicycle Ice Cream and Body and Soul with Mike Lindemann. So get signed up today. Summer festivities should be fun. It's July 22nd. Riggs Beer Company also hopping on board. It starts at 6 o'clock. You can get more information and sign up mileatthepines.com.
Hey, Cardinals fans, make your way to Busch Stadium the weekend of July 13th, 14th, and 15th. That weekend, the Cardinals host the Cincinnati Reds, and it's loaded with great giveaways for both the adults and the kids. On Friday, July 13th, it's the Cardinals Cowboy Hat Giveaway. Saturday, July 14th, celebrate Adam Wainwright's 2017 Silver Slugger Award with the unique Wainwright bobblehead that highlights that award. On Sunday, July 15th, adults will take home the baseball tote bag, and the kids receive their very own Fredbird Kids hooded towel. That's the weekend of July 13th, 14th, and 15th. The giveaways are a Cardinals cowboy hat, the Adam Wainwright bobblehead, the Cardinals tote bag that highlights baseball stitches, and the Fredbird Kids hooded towel. It's all coming up, so get to St. Louis to see the Cardinals face the Reds. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions. There's only one, Cardinals baseball.
Yeah. Okay, ESPN 93.5. Winding down our program, Jeremy Warner Show coming up after 9, Tan Karp this afternoon, 4 to 6.
Did I mention Tolono Fun Day?
Oh, I don't think so. Is that coming up?
The Tolono Twilight Trek after 5. People will be moving and shaking near the Scout Cabin, Westside Park. Then we're showing the movie Ferdinand, which is the bull.
Yeah, Ferdinand the bull.
Mild-mannered bull, yeah, and he doesn't want to get in the ring and fight anybody.
Yeah.
And then that's at dark. But we have in between those events, the golf cart parade, thanks to Battery Specialist Plus Golf Carts. And we are raffling off a golf cart, by the way. One for 20, three for 50. And that all supports our fireworks fund for next year's Tolono Fun Day festivities. Always the last weekend of June.
Yeah.
So, Tolono Fun Day has a Facebook page. If you need more information, our parade steps off at 11. The Giving Place, by the way, they're open from 4 to 6. Give things to people in need, taking donations in shopping carts during that 11 o'clock parade Saturday.
Awesome. And it'll be great.
Will
and we
Miss
hope
Illinois
people,
be able to come?
I don't think that's going to work out.
Okay, yeah. Dang it. I got the clearance yesterday.
I know it.
We're
going to
move. And,
unless something else happens here, it's amazing. Grace, Miss Illinois, the scheduling and the things you need to clear and do. We'll see. Again, I don't think so. I don't think so. But I do think we could very well be in the Freedom Celebration on Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a St. Louis option, and I think the Cardinals are out of town because usually the Cardinals have this big parade, and then all Missouri goes and Illinois goes, and so it's kind of a big thing in St. Louis, but that they're in Arizona for the 4th of July.
I see.
So I kind of want her to be here if it's possible.
Right.
Because it makes sense to start kind of the year in Champaign-Urbana. So hopefully you'll see Miss Illinois. Hopefully we'll talk to Val Coble about the late entry, see how that works.
Okay, 7:50 tomorrow morning, July 4th.net on our Champaign County Freedom Celebration. By the way, Tolono Fun Day, having lots of great music with sound from Corson Music. Thank you, Steve McQueen, who's the drummer with Caleb Cook Band at 2, Champaign Freight at 4:30, and Whiskey River at 7.
And Gifford's having a big deal on Saturday as well.
Yeah, they do.
They have a parade about the same time, but they also have a big car show up there.
That's right.
And if you want to go to Gifford, they've got a lot of good things going on Saturday as well.
There is a heat advisory, so just take plenty of fluids, and you can buy that at the event.
I can't believe that we're talking the 4th already.
I know.
Why does life
less
spin...
less than a week away.
Why does life spin faster as you get a little older?
I don't know.
It happens, and it's predictable.
Is it because of our super busy schedule?
Maybe it's a schedule being so busy, but it's... I literally have to check the month I'm in from time to time.
Right.
I'm not sure. So anyway, we'll look forward to that. And then we're planning live from Atlantic City the week of Miss America to bring Atlantic City to Champaign-Urbana a little bit to give you the flavor, because I understand it is my daughter, but it is somebody from Champaign-Urbana, which does not happen very often.
That's right.
Last person was Erica Harold. And so it'll be hopefully fun to talk to some folks in Atlantic City about the boardwalk and the history and just bring you some flavor from the East Coast. Will be right on the Atlantic Ocean.
Miss America pageant is on September 9th on ABC.
Yep, and you'll be able to, you won't see much of Grace unless she gets the top 15, top 16 with the People's Choice. But hopefully she can get in there, and then she could do her talent and things. And they're still kind of figuring out how Miss America will look this year because of the changes.
Mm-hmm.
We know there's no swimsuit. A lifestyle and fitness is what they call it, but it's the bikini,
right?
It's the swimsuit.
But will they have them come out in a, you know, exercise outfit?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it's going to be interview, talent, and we think now evening gown is back.
Okay.
After a month of no evening gown.
Well, and with them yanking this, everybody has their evening gown ready.
Well, yeah, and they've been told that evening gown in some form, and it's very possible there'll be an evening gown and a two-minute discussion on stage. So you're going to need to know your stuff for two whole minutes, not
wow.
just a question,
wow.
but a conversation.
Okay, then.
So the dynamic of that is interesting.
Uh-huh.
So we'll see how it all unfolds. But live from Atlantic City, the week of Miss America will bring you some of that flavor. And at that point, Illinois will be 1-0 in football because we're going to win that first game
there
Labor Day
go.
Weekend.
There you go. ILL.
I. All right, we'll be back in the morning and bring you the weekend stuff going on.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Diane.
All right, enjoy the day.
It is Diane Ducey, captain of Fun Day Promotions.
Oh, yeah. See, I live in yesterday. It was a blast.
TV star,
exactly.
Radio star. Awesome. All right, we'll be back in the morning. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you. You can always go to ESPNCU.com, podcast stuff that you want to hear more of. It's all there, along with, of course, Jeremy Warner and Tane Karp. I am Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. Thank you for listening. Have a great Thursday.
Growing your own vegetables is quicker and easier than you think. If you think big, as in big one-gallon Bonnie veggies and herbs from the Home Depot. Right now, a special buy at 3 for just $12. They start bigger, so they produce a harvest faster. And for proven success, you can't pick better plants than Bonnie's. 1 gallon Bonnie veggies and herbs. Right now, 3 for just $12. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, selection varies by store, U.S. only.
This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will help create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Over the years, I've loved leading groups on cruises and travel adventures all over the world. So much so, we started our own company. Introducing Stevie J Travel, a travel company dedicated to the best group travel anywhere you want to go. Maybe it's St. Louis or New Zealand or Cape Horn or a trip to the Galapagos. We specialize in group travel. That's all we do. And we put together an experienced team of travel experts like Mary Beth Karasik, former director of Busey Pillar Club, and Bill Owen, former owner of Franklin Travel, who has done over $200 million in group travel in his career. If you're interested in having us organize your next trip, just contact us or join us for one of ours, like Larry Canfer's wonderful trip to Ireland in September and our trip to Asia this January. Just go to steviejtravel.com for all the information. That's steviejtravel.com. Where do you want to go?
Previously on Tay and Karp.
The one thing I'll say about the Cubs is I'm not worried about their offense coming around.
You know, when the Cubs won it 2 years ago, and you looked at that roster and you thought, wow, you
right?
know, they are set. Even if it's not your favorite team, dynasties are interesting. Because worst case, you're rooting against them, right?
Yes.
So if there's a team that seems to always make it, you might be annoyed, but secretly, you're probably going to be that much more likely to watch the game.
You are, because you want to beat them.
Tune in weekdays 4 to 6 as Lante and Mike Carpenter talk everything from Fighting Illini to Cubs, Cards, and Sox right here on ESPN.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, called a lot of roofing companies, good estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
Growing your own vegetables is quicker and easier than you think. If you think big, as in big one-gallon Bonnie veggies and herbs from the Home Depot. Right now, a special buy at three for just 12 bucks. They start bigger, so they produce a harvest faster. And for proven success, you can't pick better plants than Bonnie's. One-gallon Bonnie veggies and herbs, right now, three for just 12 bucks. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, selection varies by store, U.S. only.
4th of July, head out to Lake of the Woods in Mahomet for Freedom Fest 2018. Spend the day enjoying the preserve, rent a paddle boat, and tour the lake. Go to the Museum of the Grand Prairie, play golf, tour the botanical gardens, have a cookout, climb the tower, or go fishing. Freedom Fest 2018 will have music in motion starting at 3 p.m. and at 9 p.m. they'll light up the lake with fireworks. Pay only $2 at the gate. Kids 5 and under are free. And don't miss Freedom Fest 2018 on July 4th at Lake of the Woods in Mahomet. Military with ID. Get in free.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology actively invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you. The needle in the haystack.
Try ZipRecruiter now for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Cardinals host the Reds July 13th through the 15th, and there are great giveaways all weekend long. Friday night, it's the Cardinals cowboy hat presented by Brown and Crouppen. And Saturday, it's the Adam Wainwright bobblehead, courtesy of SSM Health, Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital. Sunday is all about the family, when kids take home a hooded Cardinals towel presented by the Pasta House. And adults will receive a unique baseball tote. Get your tickets at cardinals.com/promotions.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.